Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, well, it kind of sounds like I'm getting noises and stuff like that. Stuff coming through Blog Talk Radio right now, but that's okay. This thing in history, January 20th, 2023, in 1981, the Iran hostage crisis ended. If you remember that, minutes after Ronald Reagan's inauguration as the 40th president of the United States, the 52 U.S. captives held at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, Iran, were released, ending the 444-day Iranian hostage crisis. I don't know if you younger people remember that, but I do. It was one of the things that Carter's presidency wasn't able to take care of, and Reagan did almost immediately. In 1996, Yasser Arafat was elected leader of Palestine. In 1971, Marvin Gaye's hit single, What's Going On, was released. In 1973, country star Jerry Lee Lewis rocked the Grand Ole Opry. In 1993, actress Audrey Hepburn died. In 1841, Hong Kong ceded to the British, and in the Civil War in 1863, the Mud March began. That was a famous one. When it comes to crime, in 1974, the headline on it is football player turned murderer is born, and I tried to find that and couldn't get a link to it, but I clicked on the headline, and it took me to a blank page, so not sure about that one. In sports, in 1980, President Carter calls for Olympics to be moved from Moscow. In 1980, again, bullfight spectators die when bleachers collapse. I remember when that happened. U.S. government, 2021, Kamala Harris becomes the first female vice president. Now, on that one, it's the same thing as when Barack Obama became supposedly the first black president. My thoughts on that kind of thing, if I'm going to be the first of anything when it comes to the presidency of the United States, I would want to be the best that I could possibly be. Neither Barack Obama wanted to be the best president we've ever had. And Kamala Harris hasn't wanted to be the best vice president, female vice president we've ever had. Right now, she's the worst. Sad part about it is she's also the best because we don't have anybody else that we can fall back on. But I guarantee you, as soon as we have another one, Kamala Harris will just become the worst. She has been named the borders are, but she herself has never been to the border. She claims she has, but she's never been to the border since she's been borders are. She has traveled to Europe several times. She's traveled to, she's traveled all over, but she's never gone to the border. As borders are, you'd think she should be down there, but she hasn't. When it comes to U.S. presidents, in 1937, FDR was inaugurated to his second term, which means in 41, he was inaugurated to his third term. And in 45, he was inaugurated to his fourth term, which he died in. In 1961, John F. Kennedy was inaugurated. In 69, Richard Nixon takes office. In 81, Ronald Reagan becomes president. In 2009, Barack Obama is inaugurated. In 2017, Donald Trump is inaugurated, and that starts a whole new story there. But on this day in history in 1981, on January 20th, 1981, minutes after Ronald Reagan's inauguration as the 40th President of the United States, the 52 U.S. captives held at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, Iran, are released during the ending of the 444-day Iran hostage crisis. On November 4th, 1979, the crisis began when militant Iranian students, outraged that the U.S. government had allowed the ousted Shah of Iran to travel to New York City for his medical treatment, seized the U.S. embassy in Tehran. The Ayatollah Khomeini, Iran's political and religious leader, took over the hostage situation, refusing all appeals to release the hostages, even after the U.N. Security Council demanded an end to the crisis in a unanimous vote. However, two weeks after storming the embassy, the Ayatollah began to release all non-U.S. captives and all female minority Americans, citing these groups as among the people oppressed by the government of the United States. The remaining 52 captives remained at the mercy of the Ayatollah for the next 14 months. President Jimmy Carter was unable to diplomatically resolve the crisis, and on April 24, 1980, he ordered a disastrous rescue mission in which 8 U.S. military personnel were killed and no hostages were rescued. 3 months later, the former Shah died of cancer in Egypt, but the crisis continued. In November 1980, Carter lost the presidential election to Republican Ronald Reagan. Soon after, with the assistance of Algerian intermediaries, successful negotiations began between the United States and Iran. On the day of Reagan's inauguration, the United States freed almost $8 billion in frozen Iranian assets, and the hostages were released after 444 days. The next day, Jimmy Carter flew to West Germany to greet the Americans on their way home. When it comes to World War II, in 1942, Nazi officials discussed the final solution at the Wannsee Conference. A lot happened today in history. We still see problems going on because of what is going on. And I think I forgot to download something here. This is really cool. I'm just absolutely thrilled about this. But let's see if I can do this here. Okay, go here and see if this will download for me real quick. But today in history, there has been a lot that has happened over the years. Like I said, that one that I found about one about the football where the football player and future murderer was born. I could never find anything about that one. That one kind of interested me, but I wanted to catch that, but I couldn't find it anywhere, but I will continue to look after the show today, and if I find it, I will do an update this coming week about it. Thank you for joining us for the show.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it said that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country
is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
I'm getting a bunch of weird stuff coming through my headphones tonight, and welcome, think for yourself. I put this in the chat room, but I'm getting weird stuff in my headphones tonight, if anybody's there, let me know if it is coming through the broadcast or if it's just in my intros, in my recordings, which they shouldn't be because they're the same ones I've always used, but I'm not sure what's going on tonight for this week. And last week has been the secret, the top secret things that Biden has had and what is going on in the incompetence of the White House press secretaries has been a feature, not a bug, during the Biden administration, from Jen Circleback Saki to the current embarrassing performance of Karine Jean-Pierre. Ineptness and negligence at communication act as a shield against transparency about what Biden and the staff who control him are up to. So when an underling press secretary deflects a question by passing the buck to another federal entity, most reporters will take it in stride as a typical lack of preparation and move on. However, when the subject of this question is Biden's unfolding classified document scandal, there is another possibility for why the press secretary played dumb. They need to hide as much information as possible. And they're doing this Biden's document scandal began early in November of 2022, a week before the midterm elections. But the information was withheld from the public until January of 2023. So far, classified and official documents have been found at the Penn Biden Center think tank in Washington, D.C., where there are no Secret Service agents guarding it, and stored in Biden's garage and home in Wilmington, Delaware. Again, no Secret Service around. And we've had people going in and out of that house that really do not need to be around top secret stuff or even classified stuff. The subject came up on Thursday during a press Google at Air Force on Air Force One. In media terms, a gaggle refers to an informal but on-the-record briefing where no video recording is allowed. When a reporter asked if Biden had any other stashes of classified documents waiting to be discovered, Principal Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton referred the question to White House counsel. The post-millennial tweeted an audio clip of the exchange. Can you guarantee the president no longer has classified documents in his possession? White House Press Secretary, I need to refer you to the White House counsel's office. The reporter said, you mentioned that tomorrow is 2 years since the president took office. It's also 6 years since he left office as vice president. Can you guarantee that the president no longer has any classified or official documents in his possession anymore from his time as vice president? Do you think that there will be more Biden documents discovered? There already have been, actually. Dalton's non-answer was, again, I need to refer you to the White House counsel's office on any questions on this. There are signs even the establishment press is tired of the Biden administration's disassembling. According to CNN's reliable sources, unnamed reporters said of the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, she is arguably the least effective White House press secretary of the television era. And I lost where I was at. Oh, yeah. And that her briefings are a painful. CNN also reported on increased pressure on the White House staff due to Biden's muddled response to the growing crisis, stating aides were struggling with a misfiring communication strategy that worsened the impact. Biden is facing investigation by special counsel Robert Hur, appointed by Biden's own Attorney General Merrick Garland. It seems obvious the Biden administration is trying to slow walk revelations about the scandal to see how little they can admit about the details. When Biden's staff refuses to say whether there may be more documents yet to be found, it may mean either even the White House officials do not know for sure, or that they do not know, or that they do know, but want to suppress disclosure. Neither of those options is reassuring. Even the ultra-liberal media news have been calling out Biden's team for poor judgment. CNN political analyst David Axelrod, a former Obama administration advisor, said, quote, on this particular story, they just don't look good, unquote. Also not reassuring is the two-tier system of justice on display. When it was found Donald Trump had documents, he had the authority to declassify in his possession. The FBI mounted an intrusive raid on his Florida home. Now, here's the difference in this one, and the media isn't even talking about this one. In the places that Biden's documents have been found, there were no secret police. There were no people guarding it. There were no Secret Service guarding it. They were not under lock and key. And it's like Biden said that the garage was locked up. At least they weren't out on the street. Trump had said something like that. All hell would have broken loose. But since it was Biden, they're covering up for him. Still. And during the time that these documents were in this garage, Hunter Biden was coming in and out of that house. He was driving that Corvette, which means he was also parking that Corvette in the garage where these documents were. And at the time, Hunter Biden was making massive amounts of money from the Chinese. Who doesn't see a problem here? Now, like I started to explain, where the Biden documents had been, there were no Secret Service. There was no, they were not in secure compounds. But when it came to Trump, Mar-a-Lago is a secure compound. There were Secret Service everywhere, and it was locked up in a closet inside Mar-a-Lago, which is a secure compound. And like I said, Secret Service were everywhere. But the FBI, Merrick Garland, and all these idiots on the left decided, oh, we got to go in there and get these things. Might be national security. But when the same thing happens with Biden, and they are not kept in a secure place, nothing to see here. Absolutely nothing to see here. We will cover this in all kinds of ways so that the public will not think about what is going on. They've even come out with a story now saying that there is an investigation against the Speaker of the House now. This is nothing more than a diversion tactic to get people's minds off of what is going on with these documents. And if this one doesn't work, they'll think of something else. Always happens with the Democrats. If something goes against them, something goes away from the way they want it to go, they will come up with some scandal somewhere, somehow, and push the idea that what the people are thinking about is not good, but this is worse. We need to take care of this. And on Dan Bongino's show, I think the other day, he was talking about how Biden is essentially a foreign agent. Not like a Secret Service agent, not like a secret agent or something like this, but he was actually getting paid through Hunter Biden and through the Chinese and through Ukraine what was going on over there. These are things that the media wants you not to even know about. These are things the media doesn't want you to know about. Doesn't want you thinking about. So because of that, McCarthy now is under investigation for something. I'm not exactly sure what the heck it is. I'm sure if I looked hard enough, I could probably find it. I'm sure it's probably in Breitbart or something. There's a whole thing here about Speaker McCarthy. And even in that, says McCarthy, someone knew Biden had documents all along and told his lawyers to look. But the one that's really interesting here is Democrat Representative Torres of New York, Democrat in New York, said on Thursday on MSNBC's All In, said that the Republicans are arsonists intent on burning everything in debt limit negotiations. What they are doing is they're pushing these things to get the focus off of Joe Biden. They don't care if what Joe Biden did was wrong. They don't care if what Joe Biden is doing is wrong. All they want to do is get rid of the Republicans and get rid of what is going on when it comes to Biden right now. I am still looking for that thing I was telling you about about McCarthy. But the media is all in on this. On The View, Behar says the House GOP is a clown car driven by spineless Kevin McCarthy. This man scares them to death, and the reason why he scares them is because the Republicans did exactly what should have been done when they were bickering and fighting over who was going to be Speaker of the House. Democrats, Behar and that other idiot on there, Whoopi Goldberg, and most of the Democrats were talking about how this was, okay, I'm glad that you told me my audio is pretty bad. I may have to just cancel the show tonight and then try and redo it on Sunday, because this, I'm not exactly sure why my audio is bad tonight, but something's going on and I can really hear it in my earphones, and it's letting me know something's going on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and reschedule the show for Sunday. Our show on Sunday is not there, and he hasn't returned yet. So I'll go ahead and reschedule this for Sunday, probably about 5 o'clock Eastern time, and I will come back then and see what happens. Hopefully everything will be better, and I will see you guys on Sunday. So I will talk to you later. I'm going to go ahead and end the show right now because this really doesn't sound good. Thank you for think for yourself. Thank you for letting me know.
Back next week with the next episode of NWCR Radio, where we work hard to let you know what America has in store and what the Constitution and our laws have to say about it. Stay tuned.
Bless you all.